Next up, the Oscars.
The Academy awards 24 Oscars every year. In their 45 seconds, winners can bore the public with a list of people they want to thank, or touch people's hearts with genuine emotions, or shock them with the unexpected. In 1992, accepting his Oscar for Best Supporting Actor, 72-year-old Jack Palance did one-arm push-ups on stage. Cuba Gooding Jr. had a long list of people to thank after winning the Oscar in 1997 for Best Supporting Actor in Jerry Maguire. But his speech was certainly not boring.
I know I have a little bit of time, so I'm going to rush and say everybody, and you cut away. I won't be mad at you. God, I love you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for putting me through what you put me through, but I'm here and I'm happy. I just want to... Oh, here we go. Okay, the studio, I love you, and Cameron Crowe, and Tom Cruise. I love you, brother. I love you, man.
Acceptance speeches often have an element of self-deprecation. Put that together with humor, and you have a classic moment. The late Robin Williams gave a great example when he received the Oscar for Best Supporting Actor in Good Will Hunting in 1998.
Oh, man. This might be the one time I'm speechless. Thank you so much for this incredible honor. And most of all, I want to thank my father up there, the man who, when I said I wanted to be an actor, he said, wonderful, just have a backup profession like welding.
Sometimes, an actor or actress delivers a speech that is listened to in respectful silence. A perfect example is Peter O'Toole, when he received an honorary Oscar in 2003.
I have my very own Oscar now to be with me till death us do part. I would wish the Academy to know that I am as delighted as I am honored. And I am honored. The magic of the movies enraptured me when I was a child. As I totter into antiquity, movie magic enraptures me still. Having already bagged this baby, as it were, and so spared uncertainties prior to the opening of an envelope, I'm able to think. I think of the United States and of the loves and friendships I've known here for more than half a century, and of how much the nation has given to me, both personally, privately, and professionally. I'm deeply thankful. And now, at this last, you've given me this delightful shock. You're very good. Good night, and God bless you.
And although they may have prepared a speech, some struggle to find words to express their emotion, especially if it is not their native tongue.
Thank you very much. Your generosity fills me with happiness and great pride. I remember my first Oscar. It was so overwhelming for me that the terror of having to face you all made me find so many excuses not to be with you 30 years ago. Now, 1,000 feelings crowd my heart while I'm holding this wonderful statue, and words are very difficult to find for me and to express it all in this wonderful moment in my life. So I'll try to revert in my native language and say simply, grazie, America. Thank you.